Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're going to Minneapolis this morning, and Ryan Burrow, he's been there for several days. Ryan, there have been protests there every single day since George Floyd's death. What's the situation this morning?
Yeah, you know, the demonstrations over the last few days have been peaceful. A curfew has been in effect. We don't know if that will continue in through this evening and Thursday, which will also include the memorial for George Floyd. We're expecting to have that. Reverend Al Sharpton will lead the eulogy in that case. But yesterday we saw thousands of people gather outside of the state capitol in St. Paul, and most of the discussion, most of the things that they were urging is for police reforms, changes systemically to the way policing is done, especially in minority communities. Yesterday, we also heard from Roxy Washington, the mother of George Floyd's six-year-old daughter, Gianna. They showed Gianna, they brought her up. She did not speak, but they said they wanted the world to see the beauty of Gianna, saying that her father was taken. The family shared how much George loved Gianna, and yet he'll never see her graduate. He'll never see her get married. And she doesn't have a dad to fix all of her problems anymore. Very, very touching and moving and emotional moment yesterday afternoon. Today, some transit's starting to reopen. Some stores are starting to reopen. They're hoping to have all the rail lines and bus service up by tomorrow. Keep in mind, a lot of those shelters were extremely badly damaged during all of the looting that took place. So they're trying to get everything back to normal, and they're hoping by the end of this week to have some kind of normalcy back in the city of Minneapolis.
Yeah, and the Minneapolis Police Department is getting hit with a civil rights charge. What does that mean?
Yeah, so this is the Minnesota Department of Human Rights. It falls under the governor's office, and they filed a civil rights charge against MPD over the death of George Floyd and will immediately begin investigating police practices and procedures over the last 10 years to try to weed out any systemic discrimination. One of the things they're going to take a good hard look at is the police union contract to see if there's something cooked in there that's essentially allowing for some kind of unseen discrimination. So that's going to be a big part of what they're doing.
What about the other three Minneapolis police officers who have not been charged yet? What are you hearing about that?
Still free men, have not been fired. The drumbeat for getting them behind bars is growing. It's growing at these rallies. It's growing from George Floyd's family that they want to see some kind of charges brought up against these three. But everything we're hearing from the attorney general who's investigating this case is he's just not there yet. It's very difficult to convict cops, as he says, just by the nature of the industry and trying to get a grand jury together that will do that. Usually grand juries have a lot of trust in police officers. So it's been a struggle, but the hope is very soon they'll be able to get charges against these three officers.
Ryan, thank you for the update. Ryan Burrow joining us this morning from Minneapolis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.